Anthony, Anthony, Perea, Parrilla, 315-65, today is 325-24. This is a 59-year-old gentleman with history of coronary artery disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, peripheral vascular disease, small vessels, has a stent in his LAD times 2 in the past. Comes in today with cough, congestion, shortness of breath, runny nose, drainage. Patient is an avid smoker, has been smoking for a long time, has not been able to quit, even though 2 years ago he had a cardiac stent in his LAD, and a year before that had a first stent in his LAD. He knows that's a widowmaker and is at a high risk of dying. Nevertheless, he has not been able to quit smoking. Family history. Mom and dad didn't have heart disease, but grandparents had extensive history of heart disease. No colonoscopy reported. No colon cancer reported first. Then maintenance, no colonoscopy reported. Then COVID immunizations updated. Then allergy, none. Then social. He's married, 30 years. His asset manager lives here in Cleveland, Texas. He doesn't drink on a regular basis, but he does smoke. Medical problems, discectomy, L5S1, 2010, two cardiac stents, LAD, two different times a year apart, hyperlipidemia, next number, and other medical issues reported above, review of system as above, medication, atorvastatin, 20 milligram once a day, fenofibrate, 145 once a day, Plavix, 75 milligram a day, Repotha, R-E-P-O-T-H-A, one tablet a day. Today's flu test was positive for flu B. Strep test was negative. COVID-19 was negative. He's alert. He's awake. He's in no distress. 174 pounds. We have not seen him here for 2 years. 97%, 97.7, 16, 92, 139 over 79. Heart positive, small positive was 2.
Was it on the right base or left base that he had the wheezing?
Lungs, wheezing noted on the right base. Neck shows a shoddy lymphadenopathy. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx has been inflamed. There's panmucositis noted. Neurological non-focal lower extremity shows no edema. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. Assessment number 1, flu B is positive. Number 2, because of his history of smoking and recurrent bronchitis, I'm going to treat him with Z-Pak, Medrol, Dospak, as well as rosefenagram, Decadron, 8 milligram, and treat him with Tamiflu of 75 milligram BID for 5 days. Next time is coronary artery disease. Next time is PVD. Next time is because of extensive history of cardiac disease. We looked at his echocardiogram. Ejection fraction was about 55 to 58%. He has small vessels in his legs and in his carotid, and there's some slight calcification noted. He was told that he had vertebral artery calcification a couple of years ago, but he has plenty of circulation. Plenty of other circulation, collateral circulation to account for the blockage. Period. His liver, minimal fatty liver noted. His kidneys are normal. His spleen looks normal. His prostate slightly enlarged for age. Next number colonoscopy needed. Next one is minimal PVD noted in the lower extremity, but small caliber vessels noted. Assessment number 1, flu B. Number 2, bronchitis. Number 3, medication, as was mentioned above. Number 4, small vessels. Number 5, LAD has 2 stents in place. Number 6, he needs to quit smoking. Next number, he's working on it at this time. Next number, he knows never to stop the Plavix. Next number is hyperlipidemia on 2 different medication. Next number, ED, has had full workup done in the past, has tried different medication, including the pump treatment and injections done, has really worked for him. He believes that may be related to his small caliber vessels and PVD. Next number is COPD. Next number is, once again, we talked about smoking. Next number is colonoscopy needed since he's over 50. Next number is to return in 3 days if not improved. Also put down allergy, non-drug allergy noted, by the way. Thank you.